There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey, welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel.
I hope everybody's enjoying this. We're, I think we're now in, what, this is 19, I think?
19, 20 episodes. Yes.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting close to our 20th. So we're building on it.
And yes, it's been fun.
And what do you think so far?
Yeah, it's been awesome. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to last week's episode on gratitude, I highly recommend you go back to that one. It was a great episode.
Yeah, we're going to keep building on this and keep just providing value and, just sharing our lives, sharing our stories and trying to just add nuggets that will help, better yourselves. And we're going to look forward to bringing on some guests here in the near future to give you some outside perspectives and people that we respect in different industries. And so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So today's episode is Be the Example, and we're going with this, and I'll set the backstory. So, earlier this week I was thinking, my children, Joni and I, if you don't know or you maybe missed some of the other episodes, we have young children, a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, but they're very fortunate kids. Joni and I waited, I think we talked about this in one of the episodes too, but we waited 7 years mm-hmm. married before we had kids. And part of that reason was we wanted to be financially stable, strong, especially as an entrepreneur building businesses, there's always ups and downs.
Right.
And so we wanted to be in a secure place where we could provide, a level or a lifestyle that maybe I was accustomed to or that I had growing up. And so we wanted to provide that same and build on that. And so we waited a while.
Yeah.
And so in doing that, our kids have been very blessed.
They're very fortunate. From the very beginning. They pretty much get what they want. And sometimes you look back at that and like, man, are we doing the right things? Yeah. Like, they're
spoiled brats. No, they're great. They're great
they
kids.
Really
they, do really well in school. And so we're really proud of them. And of course, they're very good looking. And so they got all their mom's beauty. So that was positive. But, they had almost every toy they want and cell phones and, they get to go to a lot of entertainment. They've been traveling since they were very young, across the country. And so in when I was thinking about that earlier this week, I was like, man, like, am I also teaching them the principles and that they need to succeed in life?
Right.
Now that you and I do a ton of self-development, mm-hmm. are we translating that down to them and are they seeing that? And so that's where it got me thinking and, as you get to know me, I do a lot of, self evaluation, a lot of, kind of quiet time, just thinking and pondering different questions. And so that was one of them.
Yeah. So are we demonstrating work ethic, grit, determination in them?
Yeah.
And I mean, what do you think? Do you think we demonstrate that with our kids?
Yeah. I mean, it's,
and how so?
Yes. I think we try to communicate it with them. Mm-hmm. I think we try to definitely show them by leading by example. And I think that's the big premise behind the show is that your kids are constantly watching.
Right, they are.
Mm-hmm. In all the good things and all the bad things we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as parents, sometimes we try to shelter our kids from, or we try to bail them out from seeing or experiencing certain things and seeing certain things and struggle and like the grit and determination, like you were saying. And so, I think, we've got them involved very young in sports because you and I both feel sports teaches a lot of those principles.
Yeah. And I mean, our son, he's very, passive and he doesn't feel comfortable, around people sometimes and getting to know them. And he's not the first to like go introduce himself to somebody, mm-hmm. And so for him, getting him out of his comfort zone to do that was a lot, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, we pushed him, and he's seen us how we're pushed. And so, and now he's comfortable with it. We were just talking about that yesterday. We would have never thought in a million years he would go to a camp for a week by himself. Yeah. And he did this past summer.
Yeah, and he's starting to come out of his shell, and, you know, sports, he's getting more comfortable with it and much mm-hmm. stronger. But we've pushed him a yeah. lot, and we've challenged him to constantly live, you know, getting uncomfortable or because that's something we do. Yeah. And I think that's something we practice. And
in practicing, you know, I mean, you don't in basketball, you know, he didn't start off with most talented, but he goes out there every day and he practices and he's getting better and better.
Yeah.
And so he sees that in us is that we don't quit. And so we don't allow them to quit, or we don't even allow them to say, I want to quit.
Yeah. And we've also taught him, I think, along the ways that, you know, it like when he excelled in the spelling bee and the speech meet and all that, mm-hmm. you know, we showed him that, you know, it's not like you're cramming for a test the last night. If he wants to be good at that, he's going to have to practice every day. So we just set a time like, okay, for 30 minutes, you're going to, you know, practice your words. And we would do, you know, and it's just showing him the consistent daily effort.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, we show him that determination and the grit and, you know, and our work ethic. It was funny this morning, I was telling Sean that I got up, you know, to make coffee, and I see a checklist on the counter, and it was from the night before. It was like, you know, read 20 minutes, all the things that Lucas has to do throughout the day, you know, and I was like, wow, like what 10-year-old actually does a checklist for himself, you know?
Every day, yeah. I think he sees us, it's again, leading, you know, we have checklists, or we have, you know, every night we're planning mm-hmm. out our next day and our day planner and all that. And he sees all that.
And then his reward at the end of the night was Fortnite all night long.
So, yeah. He's that's definitely getting into Fortnite. Right. Yeah. But that's exciting. The, you know, and I think, you know, something we wanted to talk about was that I think both sides of the spectrum, no matter, you know, you don't get to choose the family you're born into. Yeah. And so I think there's both sides of the spectrum, and you and I both grew up on both sides of those spectrums, and so very different upbringings and very different paths. And so I wanted to kind of share that with, you know, that no matter where you came from, you know, there's hope, and there's, if you're willing to put forth the work and grit and determination, you can succeed. But I wanted to kind of share what when your kids are watching, mm-hmm. what to watch out for. So I looked at my own example, you know, myself growing up, and, you know, my parents don't know I'm going to talk about them. They do watch the show, you know, but my mom was a doctor and retired now. And, you know, I grew up, as Joni would say, with a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I traveled a lot when I was younger. I was the kid, like my kids, like my own children, you know, was given a lot.
Yeah.
I had every toy and anything, you know, I wanted. And I was very fortunate growing up. The cool clothes and, you know, all that, you know, the Jordans and everything. I had those opportunities. So
the
I
was truck very with the big sneakers, yeah. disturbing yeah, the peace. Yeah.
That's how I got you. So, yeah. But the, you know, my parents are a good example. And so I'm very proud of them, and they don't know, I don't think they were, aware of that. They were even demonstrating, certain traits and things that I would pick up and my brother would pick up later in life. I don't think it was ingrained in them. Yeah. And so I don't think they realized that or were truly aware of what they were, the impact they were having on my brother and I. My mom, you know, her first language was Spanish, you know, grew up in a town of like 500 people, maybe less than that. You blinked and you drove right through the town. It was that small in northern New Mexico. And she went to boarding school, and then for high school, and then for college, she went to, she got a full academic scholarship to a school in Iowa. And that's where she met my dad. But she was, in those times, you know, Hispanic woman, you know, it was her and and the other student were the only minorities, you know, in the whole university mm-hmm. in that area. And so, you know, growing up, that was a big move for mm-hmm. her. And that was a challenge in getting way out of her comfort zone right. to travel to from a small town in northern New Mexico to Iowa, you know, and being a minority mm-hmm. there. And so yeah. it was difficult and had to overcome, a lot of stereotypes and that, right. all that going on.
Yeah, sure. Yes. It was tough to get out of her comfort zone. And
yeah. And my dad was a, he had to overcome a lot with, he came from very humble beginnings. My grandparents made his clothes, mm-hmm. For him growing up.
Yeah.
And he overcame, worked his, rear end off too as well. And got a full, football scholarship to go to the same university, and that's where they met. But they constantly demonstrated in their life examples of just where hard work, determination and can pay off. And yeah.
I think they got that from, their parents as well, because both of them were hardworking, and I think they got that determination and grit from their parents.
And it's a whole Midwestern, mm-hmm. Culture in that you get up early.
That's what you do.
And you work hard. And so, growing up, my brother and I got to see them, and my mom became an OBGYN. My dad, went for teaching, but then ended up starting his own company. And so I got to see the entrepreneurial side with my dad. No matter what they faced in life, I never heard them complain.
Yeah.
I never heard them, when they got knocked down or had something in their life happen to them.
They just got back up.
And just kept mm-hmm. working and almost just put their head down and just kept grinding mm-hmm. at it. My mom being at her field, it's very litigious and no matter if they're wrong or not, people, and when she would, knock on wood, she did very well and only had a couple of lawsuits in her career. But like every time this happened, it didn't faze her. She just kept, she knew she was serving a cause and helping people and helping women. She's kept her grinding. Yeah. My dad, when he would have a bad year, he did the total opposite. Yeah. He'd come home, he would help us with dinner. And then, when we went to bed, he'd go back to the shop and work till, 12 o'clock at night. Yeah. And then I remember those days.
I mean, when your mom was working, late at night and delivering babies, like your dad would come home and make dinner for you guys. And, you guys do your homework and then go back to the shop.
Yeah. And there were times that my brother and I would, my dad was working and my mom had to go do it a delivery. Well, I got raised by nurses half of the time because we were busy. We'd sit there, in the labor and delivery mm-hmm. ward, waiting for her to finish her surgery or delivery. But I saw that like work ethic. I saw that determination. Yep. Like they didn't make excuses. Yeah. Like she didn't know where to take it. So she brought him to the hospital and we go get the shaved ice and they had all kinds of snacks in the back. And we thought we were having fun. We'd make, we made the best of it.
Yeah. And, as much as your parents worked their butts off, like with you and Eric in sports, they never missed a single game, basketball game, a soccer game. They were in. It's funny because we laugh at them sometimes because they're even there for their friends, for your friends and Eric's friends, basketball and soccer games. That's just who they are. They're just determined people and just have the biggest hearts.
But that, I think, where I'm going with all this and giving that background on them is just that translated into the work ethic mm-hmm. that my brother and I both have. My brother followed in my mom's footsteps and became a doctor and has done successful in his own right. But he, and it took a lot for him to get, and he's worked just as hard. And I think I've mentioned him in other podcasts and what he's overcome and the challenges but that my parents, we saw them just that work ethic, that grind, the grit, the toughness, mm-hmm. the never giving up, never complaining,
never sleeping,
never sleeping. But they never whined. They never complained. They never mm-hmm. like, oh, poor me, or this happened and that. And yes, you can see the success that they had or the money they had or, and that side of it and say, oh, well, that's easy for them to say because they didn't.
But they didn't see how much they worked for it.
Yeah. How it's not like it just came to them. Right. And they, and so for my brother and I, we wanted to, I think, take it even a step further and build on that, right, and take it even further than they did, mm-hmm, you know, and build on what, where they got us to, and then even go further with that. And that's why I think we've, you know, that whole, and you've been with me since I was 15. So like you got to see it growing, right, up as
and,
well.
And to be honest, they were also my role models growing up, because like I had the total opposite upbringing where I didn't have much money. You know, my mom worked two jobs to support us. I mean, we lived in a trailer park in Tezuka, New Mexico, and like that trailer was all my mom got an owner finance deal, and that was like the sweetest deal back then, and that was the only thing that she could afford, you know. And so I saw her grit and determination, like getting up every morning to go to work, you know, at her day job, and then getting off and going to her night job at McDonald's, and my brother and I, you know, going to, you know, McDonald's with her while she was working until she got off of work. And, you know, just seeing all that, just seeing how hardworking she was. I was brought up a little differently, but I think how my work ethic today has a lot to do with how she, you know, was driven.
And you saw that and you wanted, yeah, I think it's a little bit different scenario. And that's what I was getting at. You got two ends of the spectrum, yeah, you know, and both of us saw that in order to get somewhere or get where we want, it's going to take hard work,
yep,
long hours, determination, never giving up, and never quitting.
Right.
But it's different sides. One was maybe more survival, and yes, one was, succeeding at a higher level, but right, it was, or, you know, as far as money goes, but the, you know.
And where I was getting with that is, I think, because you and I started dating at 15 years old, so, you know, I got to see that side of your parents where, you know, they, I mean, you guys had it all, you know, their marriage was great. Their, you know, their kids were well behaved, and I was always a dreamer, but I'm like, man, like if they have that, I can have that too, you know?
Yeah. And do you, when you grow up, did you want to build on that, or were you, I mean, you started with a pretty young drive early. I mean, all the way from you working at Taco Bell.
Right. I started at 15. I saw my mom driven, you know, and she, and I wanted to help out in any way I could, because this woman was never sleeping because all she did was work. And so, you know, I got out there at 15 and started to work just to help support myself, you know. But then from there, I'm like, well, man, like I can, like I want more in life. I've always been a dreamer. I always had that mindset that I wanted more. And, you know, once my biological father left, like it was, you know, like I don't need you. Like I can do it on my own, you know.
Yeah. So. And do you? And so, you know, I think what we're getting at is that the kids, you know, both of us saw what our parents did, mm-hmm, and so we're giving them a lot of credit for that grit and work ethic that we had, but it's two different. One was more survival and one was for building, but right, we both got that from them, and we give them a lot of credit for showing that and demonstrating, mm-hmm, and so with our kids we're trying to do that as well, and without, you know, even though they get everything, we're trying to also show them that you and I, you know, we struggle, we make mistakes, we fail, and talk them through that and let them know that, you know, you and I get uncomfortable. You know, we show them that we work out early in the morning, and yeah, so that we're, you know, we get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out before we go to work, so they can see that, hey, like, you know, mom and dad take care of themselves, but they also work at it.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't come to them. Right. So that when they're wanting to succeed in sports, they understand, mm-hmm, that it doesn't just come to you. It's not just natural. It's like, okay, if you want to be a good athlete, you got to practice every day. Or yeah, if you want to succeed in school, you're going to have to, you know, mm-hmm, do your homework every day. Or if they want things in life, you know, in college and stuff like that, they're going to have to work for it and put in, you know, go to work after, yeah, after school. So I think I hope we're doing the right thing. Do you think?
Yeah,
you
feel absolutely. I think we are, you know, and I don't think I know we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we're a great example, and they see that.
Yeah. So let me throw something out there. So what if they didn't have a good example? Like, where do you think they can, somebody that's listening to this, will say, you know what, I didn't have none of my parents, you know, both sides. That's great that Joni's had a hardworking mother. I think maybe, like, give me an example with your dad or your real father, not, you know, biological father.
Yeah. So, well, let me take a step back. Yeah. So, like, for me, I mean, if you didn't have that, then surround yourself with people that, you know, can give you that. Because I felt like that's what I did when I was younger. Like, I didn't have any role models growing up other than my mother, who was my biggest supporter, and my grandparents, mm-hmm. you know. But I think that hanging out with you and getting to know your family and surrounding myself with your family, mm-hmm. you know, it made a huge difference, you know, and gave me the confidence to get out there to want more.
Yeah. And I think
than just survival, because at that point, I mean, you know, I was just, you know, trying to survive, you know, because I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think, so surround yourself.
Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with, yeah.
And, you know, did it motivate you, I guess, as well?
Oh, like, absolutely. Like,
so that it might not be your whole life, but I think you can use that negativity to push you and yeah. to give you that grit and to give you that determination.
It gave me the determination to change the outcome with my biological father, yeah. especially, you know, like I had motivation to like prove that, you know, I can do something with my life and I didn't have to go down that same path that he did.
Awesome. Well, I think that I'll wrap that up there and end on that note that, you know, no matter your circumstances, you can always change the outcome.
Yeah.
And I think that was a couple of episodes ago. We talked about changing that outcome. That seems to be the theme, right?
Yep. And go get it.
if you get to know us, you know, we are hard driven people. You know, we make it by hard work, and I think that's the theme in our companies, is that, you know, you pull the bootstraps up, yep. and you get to work and you work hard and you can get places.
Okay, so if you don't know the answer, just get up and start moving.
Yeah, so start moving's a good one. So we'll end on that note, but share this, like it, please give us feedback. We'd love to know how we can improve, and we're always looking for that, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.